Moving on down the agenda, accounts payable.
Move to approve check numbers 463976 through 464038. Warrants, no warrants, and one journal entry or transfer.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes, regular session minutes for June 28, 2021, and executive session minutes for June 28, 2021.
Move to approve executive session minutes and regular session minutes for June 28th, 2021.
Second with discussion.
Second with discussion.
Just a little thing on the regular minutes on the second page. If you look at the third line down, classification to the subject property. Do you want classification of the subject property?
I'm assuming they listened to the tape, and if I said two, then that's probably what needs to stay in there. I'm pretty sure I read that off of a description for that portion. So.
The description said of.
Well, it's irrelevant to me.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Vacation of Montana Road, number 21-073. Road and Bridge. Is there a petitioner here?
Present.
I guess the petitioner is here to present evidence per section 71-270 of the revised statutes of Missouri. And we'll hear that and any remonstrance to the petition.
Thank you for taking my request. We just are asking to vacate that section of Montana. We live at the corner of Big Sky and Montana and desire to use the back portion of the 5 acre just for family use and not have that open to the public and try to sell it to the people living there. You have to answer any questions.
Thank you.
You own the property on both sides, or your family owns the property on both sides?
Our daughter and son-in-law own the home, lot 28 and 29, which is on the, as you're going down, it'll be on the left side of Montana.
I think that's all included in the petition, too, along with the copy of the plat.
I know Todd Bonner received a letter, emailed back. Commissioner Wyatt has a copy of the email I received back from him.
They have a copy also.
Okay.
In your petition, you just, the description doesn't give a full description, but our attorney has given the full description, and I think you've looked at that, haven't you?
Yes, I've read that, and I'm fine with that. Recording.
Noting that it's a public road.
Yes.
Ms. Riley, if you don't mind speaking to this, what it looks like is there's just a lot of errors on the petition itself, but nothing necessarily in the substance. Is that a fair?
What I would say is, whenever I look at the statutory section, there's certain very specific requirements. I think that it addresses those issues in general, but there's, as I noted in my letter, there's a few things, like it did nominate it as a private road. Based upon my review of the subdivision plat, it was dedicated to the public, but it was never petitioned and accepted by the county. And so that was probably the main thing that I had to verify, because whenever I first saw that, of course, the position I've taken in the past is the question whether the commission has the ability to vacate a private road. But I did look at the subdivision plat, and it appears that it was dedicated to the public at the time of platting. The other concern that I had, which the gentleman already addressed, is that there is remaining a portion of Montana Road to the east of the intersection of Wild Prairie Lane that is not subject to this, and that was why I clarified the legal description. Basically, the only portion that I understand the petitioner is seeking to vacate is that portion of Montana Road lying west of the intersection of Wild Prairie Lane and Montana Road. Correct. So that was the reason why I clarified the legal description in the proposed order.
So you prepared the order?
I revised the
order. You revised the order to make it appropriate to... Okay. That's my question.
That is
so this order is...
Yeah. That's not the order. That's the petition.
This is what you believe that it does.
Oh. That's
yeah, that's my handiwork.
Mm-hmm.
This is it?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, so I revised the order to address the issues that I mentioned in my letter to the commission.
Yes, I do.
Do you not have it, Brandon?
Here it is, Jim.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's, and then that meets all the requirements that.
Yes.
And covers the concerns you raised in your letter.
That is correct. Okay.
And I'll add, I do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated July 1st, 2021.
I move to approve the vacation of Montana Road, number 25073RB, as prepared, as before us, and prepared by the attorney.
Second with discussion.
Second with discussion.
In that order, the subdivision plan also needs to be made part of the record, does it not? And is it in this order?
It's in the... It's in our handout there.
It's in our handout, but is it made a matter of record through the order?
Technically speaking, I don't know if the subdivision plat was submitted with the petition or not. Do you know, sir? If it wasn't, yes, then it would need to technically be made part of the hearing. Yes.
I gave it to him.
Okay, so it was.
Yes.
I wasn't clear whether it was or not. It was attached to the petition.
Yes.
So that should be sufficient.
And then we have not had, Commissioner Schofield didn't have the opportunity to ask if there's anybody that had a remonstrance before making the motion. So I don't know how you guys want to proceed with that.
Mr. Elliott, should we withdraw the amended, withdraw that motion and then?
I think that would be appropriate.
Okay.
Withdraw my second.
I withdraw my motion.
Okay. Is there anyone here in remonstrance of the petition or opposed to the petition? You may come forward now. I see no one.
Move to approve the vacation of a portion of Montana Road, order... The order to vacate a portion of Montana Road and Homestead Estates Phase 2 of subdivision in Taney County as presented.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you. Vacation of roadway easement of Table Rock Terrace, number 21-069. Road and Bridge. Vacation.
That would be mine. And I'm here on behalf of the petitioners, Kenneth and Sandra Jones. They own Lot 6 in Table Rock Terrace. Well, tell me when you want me to start talking, I guess.
I guess so.
I'll be quiet until you tell me.
No, we're here. You're here to present evidence per Section 71270, the revised Missouri statute. And we're here to hear your evidence on the petition. And then we will ask for anyone in remonstrance to the petition. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. I'm Carl Finkenbeiner. Like I said, I'm here on behalf of the petitioners, Kenneth and Sandra Jones. They own Lot 6 in Table Rock Terrace. On the original subdivision plat of Table Rock Terrace, on the north side of their lot, there was a 30-foot-wide easement that was dedicated to the public. It was originally intended for what appears to be on the plat, access to a public community or a community dock on Table Rock Lake that was never constructed or built. Over time, what actually happened is that 30-foot wide roadway was utilized by lot owners, the Lot 6 owner, as their private driveway for ingress and egress into the house. To their knowledge and to our knowledge, no one other than them has ever used that path. And if you were to see in some on one of the exhibits I attached to the petition, if you kind of see an aerial, that would be Exhibit C. You can see an aerial what it looks like today. The petition, I think, is self-explanatory. Exhibit A is proof of my client's ownership of Lot 6. The only two owners that abut this easement are the Lot 6, my client's lot, and then the adjoining lot, which would be Lot 5, and that's Exhibit B, both of those deeds. The consent to the vacation of the road by both Lot 6 and Lot 5 owners is shown on Exhibit D. And then, although I don't have a meets and bounds legal description for the roadway, if you look at Exhibit C, it demonstrates what the resulting vacation would look like. It's just identified as a vacated 30-foot road easement that sits entirely on Lot 6. And that was shown on the survey in Exhibit C. That goes through the exhibits. The only other thing we did post notice of today's meeting. We've got affidavit of service if you need that on all five locations where that was made or where that was posted on June 16th of June. Or sorry, yeah, 2021. Also, we've notified all utility providers in the area in compliance with the statute, and I have copies of those letters that went out June 21st if you need that. Technically, I don't think the statute requires that it be attached as exhibits to the petition, but just that it be done, and I can't.